I'll be sensational 3 days of cricket, ebbed and flowed each way. But John Anderson, really, what can you say about the man taking you to victory there in the final session?
Yeah, absolute, you know, fantastic game. If you're sitting on the sidelines and in a neutral, wouldn't be so sure. Some of the times it was a bit scratchy, but you know, that's why John Anderson has probably been the best batsman in Leinster in the last decade, and that's not being trying to be harsh on anyone else, but he has that ability to pace in innings. He's done it time and time again for Leinster, and like I said, over a decade, more than a decade at club cricket. You know, he's a special player. He's a cool head, and you know, fair play to him, and it's well deserved.
Coming here this morning with the rain and the moisture around, was that victory a long way off in your mind? And did you think about even, would we get on at the start of play today?
I suppose at some stage, you know, it was a bit wet. I wasn't sure how much rain fell. I was surprised at how wet it was. It's a quick drying ground, and fair play to the ground staff. They've worked tirelessly over the 3 days to get the place in prime condition, and it's been a good wicket for a three-day cricket and a good advertisement. From a victory point of view, suppose wanted to take it kind of see how the first hour pans out. We were always aware that you know, the ball was kind of in their court to see how they wanted to set it up, and we try to take as much probably sting out of it in the morning as we can to buy ourselves a little bit of time. But no, look, I mean, it's never off the cards in a game like this, and once the declaration came, you know, we talked about it and said, let's see how we go for the first 20 and then build on that.
You always have to be tempted into it with a declaration like that, you know, to give you a chance to go. Were you surprised at how many overs you were left in the day to be given to chase it?
Not really. I think from hanging it out there and giving us something to chase, you always had to have one or two players playing special knocks, and I think, you know, we haven't even mentioned Jack Tector's knock. I mean, the two of them set a great platform. So I don't think there was the declaration came too early with two little runs. I thought it was a pretty astute declaration, pretty smart, and we were, you know, to keep us interested, and in a couple of early wickets could have made it totally different.